Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Hear it from the doctor with expert guests from the American Academy of Pediatrics. It's Healthy Children. Now, our favorite mom, Melanie Cole, MS.
It may seem like an impossibility, although I don't think that it really is, but getting twins on a schedule from when they're babies all the way up through remembering that they are two people, not one person, separated into two bodies. They are two separate people, and they're more than likely going to try and get on different schedules, and the goal would be to make it easier for the parent to get them on a schedule that you can manage. My guest is Dr. Shelley Flay. She is an author and pediatrician. She wrote Raising Twins, From Pregnancy to Preschool, Advice from a Pediatrician Mom of Twins. Welcome to the show, Dr. Flay. Let's talk about getting them on a schedule. So right from day one, you're in the hospital. Let's talk about feeding first. Bottle feeding, breastfeeding. How do you decide with twins?
Well, absolutely. As a pediatrician, breast milk is the best first food for babies. The health benefits are countless. If you are able to, I would advise giving nursing a go. I did it myself. It's definitely possible. The hospital will have lactation consultants to work with you and help you. The biggest thing is positioning, I would say, because logistically, obviously, there's two kiddos involved.
Do you feed them at the same time?
Mm-hmm, exactly.
So you've got one on each breast, one in each arm.
Yes, and it depends if you were a C-section versus natural delivery. You know, your situation will change, but there's definitely positioning that can happen.
Now, do you, Dr. Flay, because I want to stick with this for just a second, do you, with a normal baby, you switch breasts? You know, maybe they've gotten some, they're still hungry, you switch breasts, but what about with two babies? Are you making enough milk for both babies and they're on each a separate breast? Then what do you do?
The human body is incredible. It meets the demand. Breast milk is always based on what is removed. Your body then creates to feed the demand. Similar to when a single baby has a growth spurt and feeds more frequently. That's a way of boosting your milk supply. So having two hungry babies, in most cases, moms definitely can make enough milk for both. But yes, you won't be switching midway. And I will put in a little note that a twin feeding pillow was something that really helped us. I myself had a C-section, so I had to get creative with pillow positioning with the healing incision, but then, not to overshare, but for the next few weeks, what really helped us, it was like an enormous steam pillow designed and contoured specifically for two babies. Also,
so you've got
helpful.
One underneath each elbow.
Exactly. It's essentially a double football hold, as we call it in the breastfeeding lingo.
Wow.
You can also bottle feed with this twin feeding pillow, as well as burp both kiddos simultaneously.
Okay, how do you burp both kiddos simultaneously? I mean, you can...
This is part of why I wrote a book, because I was asking everyone the same question when my guys were little. There's a couple different versions. And again, my advice is based on healthy, full-term babies doing well. Neonatal intensive care unit issues, I can kind of touch on that. But one method is to simply turn each child over to their belly, and then you're gently patting their back.
Oh.
When they do get a little bit stronger and their head and neck support has strengthened a bit, you can essentially one by one flip them into the traditional burping situation, but you're basically hugging both of them. They're sitting on that twin feeding pillow, and then you're patting their back simultaneously.
You know, and Dr. Flay, one of my children was really hard to burp. I mean, we literally had to bounce this child on my leg to get anything to come up, and mm-hmm. I can't imagine if it's two. Now, what if one of them's colicky?
That is a great question. They're going to be a little bit more high maintenance. I do recommend experimenting with different maneuvers, whether it's swaddling, holding the child in a sling or wrap or carrier of some kind, using white noise. Run down the list. If you fed them, burped them, the diaper's clean, all the other needs have been met, you're going to have to get creative with experimenting. And as we touched upon earlier, each child will have a different temperament, so you absolutely may have one calm kiddo and the other being a little bit more high maintenance.
Most colicky babies, I swear it's mostly gas. They seem to cry from the gas. It's just those bubbles hurt.
and you can never burp a baby enough. And
no.
I always burp until you hear a burp and then burp five more minutes at least, because there's always a secondary little one that seems to need to get out.
It is the only time in your life when burping and farting are reasons to rejoice. Because you know that the
True.
Gas is coming out, and you know that these little guys are going to be so much more comfortable. So you're feeding. If you're breastfeeding, you've got pillows. That makes it more comfortable. Then, you know, you've worked on with your lactation consultant. You're burping on the pillows, flipping them over, and then holding them up if that's what you have to do. Getting them on the same schedule for sleeping. What if one is a little bit tougher to get to sleep, and then they keep the other one up that would normally fall asleep a little bit easier?
First of all, it's amazing what a twin can sleep through with his or her twin going on. I've been amazed to, when my kids were babies, walk in the room, one was screaming his head off and the other was sound asleep.
Oh.
So I wouldn't worry too much about them disturbing each other, because they do end up getting used to each other. Their two main activities as infants are frequent feeds and frequent naps. Babies can only tolerate being awake about an hour and a half at a time, so my biggest advice is when one wakes up to eat, wake them both up to eat. Go ahead and don't feel guilty about, you know, the whole expression, never wake a sleeping baby. Doesn't apply in this situation. So get them both up.
So repeat that. Just if you're waking one to eat, if one wakes up to eat, wake the other one to eat.
Yes, absolutely. And they will naturally start to get hungry at the same time. And then kind of go through your routine, the burping, some upright time to help that milk settle in their tummies, diaper change.
Now, that's something you cannot do at the same time. You can't change two diapers unless you got four hands and making sure they stay on that little changing table. So if they've both got a poopy, one's just going to have to wait and then maybe switch off so the other one waits the next time.
Yeah, exactly. And get comfortable changing diapers. Protect your carpet. Protect your flooring. Because ultimately, if you have
double
one child up on a high surface and another child elsewhere, safety first. So
safety first, double the diapers. Now, you mentioned in a previous segment, as you start to get them in school, you're getting them on this schedule where they're together.
Yes.
And they're doing all of these things. You know, we've gotten past the first couple of tough years of feedings and first foods and getting them kind of into a little bit of a routine.
Absolutely.
Now they start developing, walking, you know, that sort of thing. We discussed a little bit about whether you should be alarmed if they don't develop at the same time, but all babies develop different. So that is not cause for alarm. But now they're getting into school years. What if you notice, Dr. Flay, that one of them is far and away exceeding the other one in reading, in math, in, you know, I mean, I noticed that just with my kids.
Mm-hmm, absolutely. In this situation, it almost gets easier when they're older. You would treat them as any children of various ages. And if one of your children has special needs in a certain department, absolutely make sure they're getting the attention they need, the one-on-one time that they need. But then remember that even your more self-sufficient child who seems to be doing better, they need mom and dad just as much. So I would just be aware of the one-on-one time that you're getting with each child. Make sure on the weekends, if you're not working, you got to run to the grocery store. Bring just one child with you. Make sure that you are having that special time with each individual child. And this is
great
whether
advice.
Their development is different in school or similar. Every child ultimately craves that time with their parent. So I can't stress that enough.
Well, that is great advice and a great place to wrap up, is that they are individuals. Make sure that you get that one-on-one time with each child so that they feel like an individual and not just part of a unit. The unit part will come naturally for them. The others we have to do as parents. And as Dr. Flay said, get your schedule, get your routine, and it does get easier as they grow. But how exciting to have twins, and babies are just so cute, even if you've got two of them at the same time. And bless you all for doing that. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Healthy Children right here on Radio MD. Stay well.